it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. Yo, what it do, what it do, what it do, what it do. It's your dude, JT for real, though, and this is another episode of the Mixin Podcast, the dopest podcast for streamers and content creators. What's up, my friends? I had something on my mind. Something on my mind, baby. Something chewing away at my soul. Something chewing away at my brain. I got the brain pain, son. No, for real though. So, well, let's just title this right out so you know where my brain is here and where we're thinking, where we're going to go here with this episode. But let's title it out right quick. The responsibility of influencers, right? I think that's something that we're going to need to start talking about. I think that's a conversation that not just myself, you and I, all of us homies out there talking about, but I feel like all of us need to be having this conversation, and even more so, I think a lot of people out there that are finding themselves in positions of influence, I think those people particularly need to start considering this conversation very, very, very seriously. And what I mean by this is as these communities and influencers, whether you're on Instagram, whether you're streaming, whether you're on Mixer, Twitch, you're a broadcaster, you're a live streamer, whatever it is, you might just be a social media personality or a YouTuber, whatever it is, there are more and more and more of us out there that are growing in influence. Now, this is also unchecked influence. Now, that's okay. That's, you know, this is America. That's no problem. Word up, baby, word up. But the problem is that there are all of these people, there's lots of people gaining these immense levels of social influence and social power, and they're wielding it in unbelievably, not, I don't want to say dangerous because that's not really the word, but uncaring, unfeeling, and 1000% selfish. Selfishly used, right? And now, so I can give an example so it doesn't just sound like, what are you talking about, JT? What's going on here? Now, good example. Now, I'm going to make a video of this, like a joke video. I'm going to do a little comedy video on this exact thing I'm talking about right now. So look forward, you know, on my Instagram and my Twitter for that soon. But let me just talk about it on a more serious note. Plus, I kind of want this almost as a supplement in case people see this joke and they don't take it right. And they go, what the heck are you talking about, your jerk? I can kind of refer back to this as basically a pre-explanation as to what I'm talking about or as to what I'm going to create. But just let me get into it. Here's an example, right? And I hate to, now, this is hard to say this because I'm going to sound, I definitely don't want to sound chauvinistic or anything. But I feel like, this is just my personal opinion and from my what I've been seeing personally from my Twitter feed. So this could be easily just my world and what I see. So this is not indicative of everything. This is just what I've been seeing personally. But I feel like this is 75% female, 25% male. Now, right now, there's going to be half the people out there are going to be like, you suck, you're wrong. And I'm sorry. Whatever. That, like I said, this is opinion and it's what I've seen myself. But I'm going to say it right now. I have seen this absolutely so much more on the female side is unbelievable. And it's a bummer because you can't say anything directly without looking like an asshole or looking like a chauvinist or a jerk or something or looking like you're backing up an opinion that is a shitty opinion. Which, of course, I'm not looking to do. I'm never looking to do that. I feel like everybody should be able to do whatever they want. That's fine. Including expressing your own opinions. In regards to what I'm speaking on right now with misusing your influence. First off, this is just, there's quite a few examples of this. One that's been driving me nuts, and like I said, this is the video I want to make, is people, and you've heard me talk about this before, but it, like I said, men and women, lots of females, but many men too, posting, going on their socials, right? Let's say they'll have, you know, followings of thousands to maybe tens of thousands, and maybe even followings that are just beginning, and they're using these kind of cheap-ass tactics in order to grow their following, in order to gain engagement. Now, here's how it is, right? I've talked about this before, but it's basically putting out a cheap-ass hack job, either tweet, article, basically it's a comment or a stance on something, right? But here's the thing, here's the trick, so to speak. It's not a real stance. It's usually something everybody agrees on, right? And I'm going to give you a funny example on what I mean after this. But it's something, it's usually a subject or a topic or whatever that 90% or let's say 95% of all people, men, women, American, doesn't matter, 95% of people will agree every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like saying something like so crazy because you hear the word and it seems intense. It's like saying something like as dark as this, but obvious as this, right? It's like tweeting out, you know what I'm really against? I am really against rape. Everybody is. Everyone is. Because it's a disgusting, monstrous thing that every 1,000% of every individual that is a normal human being that is worth anything will agree with that 1,000%. You know what I'm saying? That is not standing behind, that's like standing behind breathing air. That's like, that's another perfect example. That's like being like, I don't know about you guys and girls out there, but me, I'm the type of person that when I walk outside, I breathe oxygen. So I like it, and I don't know about you guys, but that's what I'm about. I'm about breathing oxygen. That's basically the content of influencers lately. And it's goddamn disgusting because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, it's pathetic. And it's so lacking in intelligence. I'm losing my mind. Now here's what's sad and disgusting. People go, okay, that's who I'm behind. That's who I love. That's a person I follow. That's an influencer that I support, right? So when they put something up that they kind of agree with, they don't take the moment to think, yeah, everyone agrees with that. So what are you trying to do here? Are you just trying to trick me for your fake engagement? No, nobody wants to do that to the person that they're standing behind. And I get that. But the reason, basically doing that, like kind of calling someone else that you're following and you're behind, it makes you feel like you're calling yourself out. So you instinctively, or the average person instinctively just goes, yeah, you go, girl. Spam them with goddamn freaking gifts of Leonardo DiCaprio slow clapping. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell? No, you don't go, yeah, put the person up on a pedestal whose major comment for the day is, you know what I'm really about? The color blue. You know what I mean? I don't know about you guys, but me, when I see blue, it makes me think of power and happiness, and I love the color blue. And I don't know about you guys non-bluers, but it's like, what? You know what I mean? It's like this, it's crazy talk. It is literally zero content. Like, and what I mean by content, I don't mean actually content like the media. I mean content as in like the content of character, the content of the content of the actual point being made, the content of the point being illustrated. There's nothing within. It's zero content. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I said, it's like a person with, you know, no content to their character. There's nothing behind it. It is zero juice, zero thought, zero anything. And it's what social influencers are turning into. They're turning into basically engagement farms. You know what I'm saying? Engagement farms. Pointless information. That's not help, because here's the thing, it's not helping anybody, and that's the whole point of this. If you're not either in entertaining, because you don't have to, you know, this isn't like everybody needs to be just working for everyone else, that's obviously stupid, that's not what I mean, but you need to be giving something, whether it's information, whether it's discourse, whether it's just intellectual discourse or intellectual just points of view. Sometimes it's just about giving other people's realizations, which, as you guys know, is what I trade in. That is what I do. I trade in realizations. I trade in this, what I'm doing right now, pointing out something that I don't believe enough of us are paying attention to, because it's getting ridiculous. Really, you don't need me to point them out. I don't need to give you direct examples. I can kind of give you the funny examples I come up with, and then all you have to do is now be aware of it. You're going to turn on your Twitter feed, and I bet you within 5 minutes, you're going to look down and you're going to go, oh my God, JT was right. JT's not just right. JT is speaking a truth that we are all completely blind to right now. Because really, man, really, take the time, please take the time when you're going through your Twitter feeds, when you're going through your Instagram feeds, when you're going through your feeds, and you see the person, hey guys, you know what? And mind you, everybody does a little bit of engagement farming. I get it. I have my posts out there that's like, hey man, I love Apex Legends. Who's your favorite character? Now, as much as I still enjoy knowing other people's favorite character, I'm going to admit, part of the reason why I posted that up there is to get the additional engagement and the additional people speaking to me and pushing things out there. Absolutely. But that's obvious. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting something out there that's like, hey, this is about a video game. If you're interested in the video game, then be a part of the conversation. But it's obvious. It's not like, I'm not saying like, you know what, guys? You know what's really disgusting about Apex Legends? How it really affects the LGBT community. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying some nonsense thing that you're like, wait, what? And it sounds important because it sounds like somebody's being affected or something. No, I would never do that. I would never do that. Because that's crazy. Because that's misinformation. And being a journalist, that is not something I'm even allowed to do. And that's something I've also come to grips with more lately. I've come to notice with what I've been doing lately. Obviously, I'm always trying to put in information. I'm always trying to put light on subjects that maybe don't have enough light on them. But more so, I feel like I need that. There's not enough of us out here doing this journalistically. I know that sounds ridiculous to even say it that way, but that's the best way I can say it quickly. As journalists out here, as people that are thinking about the facts, the truth, and playing devil's advocate if needed. And I talk about it all the time. I'm always trying to play that. And the people love to just shoot down the devil's advocate because they go, oh, wait, you agree with that other opinion? No, of course I don't. I just like to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. Kind of like me pointing out this today. All these influencers mismanaging and misusing their influence, their power, their currency, so to speak. And mind you, there's going to be enough of things like this. And this is okay because this is a personal choice. Somebody that has influence that decides, okay, I want to push a product or a service in order to make money, even if they don't stand behind it. I'm not into it. I think that's scummy, but that's a personal choice, right? It's somebody might want to sell something. Some people, it's their job, and that's fine because this is and that's why this gets very shaky. Because in some of these instances, many of these instances for influencers, this is their income, this is their money. So I guess this is a good part of the debate. Where are we stepping over the line? Because yeah, if you got to pay the bills and you got to look out for yourself, sure, maybe pushing yourself out there and maybe kind of like farming for engagement, so to speak, is maybe a tactic that's needed in this new realm of internet-based incomes and things like that. But then again, when are you mistreating your audience? When are you mistreating your following? Because that's how I see it. That's the reason why I'm doing this podcast today, and that's the reason why I'm bringing this up. Because I feel like people are being mistreated in the sense that not only is their intelligence being insulted, because it's like saying, like I said, you go up to a group of 100 people. Who cares if two people in the group are like, oh yeah, I like blue too. You just insulted the other 98 people by being like, guys, want to debate the color blue? Like, and I know I'm using this idiotic example of blue and whatever. It's just because it's nonsense. It's nonsense. Like, you can go yourself and you'll see what I'm talking about. And the reason why I actually contemplated putting out some, not putting out, but talking about some actual specific examples of this, but I knew it wouldn't take all that long for people to do a little bit of research, see exactly who I'm talking about, and then it would feel as if I'm directly, not attacking, but, pointing almost a negative, finger towards an individual. So I didn't want to do that. So I'm just giving funny, personally created examples out there. But I know for a fact, anybody listening to this or anybody who finds interest in this and wants to look further into it, take 5 minutes, not 10, not 20, 5 minutes. You don't even need to go to any platform. Just go to Twitter. There's all the other ones, but just go to Twitter. 5 minutes. Scroll down, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And like I said, maybe your feed will have more men than women on that one. Mine, I have come to notice, this has been a very, very heavily female-oriented issue that that's, like I said, I'm going to say it again. I could be very wrong on this. It's just what I've been seeing and honestly researching, because I've been paying attention to this for a while. This is something this is something that's actually been driving me mad. I've been wanting to talk about this or do it. The reason why I haven't done the video yet is I want to do it justice. I want to make it really funny so that people will not just share it, but that will pay attention to it due to the fact that it's funny, and then go, wait a minute. Maybe knock some heads back, you know, like, oh, holy shit, he's right. Oh, I get what he's saying now. Knock a few heads back, JT style, you know what I mean? Let's throw some knowledge out there, you know? So, you know, I sometimes tend to beat the dead horse a little bit and repeat, but I just think this is a serious issue. And I'm just hoping that even if this podcast gets in the ears of the people doing it, because that's part of it. Nobody's calling them out because everybody wants to put out this fake face of everything's good, everything's happy, nothing's wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I said, I've talked this before. How many people have I've had conversations with that have had major issues with what's going on, but don't want to speak up because they don't want to take any backlash? And it's like, there we go. Okay, so you know what I mean? So we're gonna eventually, all the people that win are cowards. You know what I mean? That all the people that get to the finish line are the cowards that didn't have the balls to speak up or stand up for themselves, or didn't have the heart, soul, and integrity to give the proper information or to wield their influence ethically. Like, that's not what we're trying to strive for right now. We're all just sitting here going, okay, rip me off, scam me, lie to me. I'm just going to smile because I want to pretend everything's good. That's what's going on right now, guys. So I'm just asking all you guys out there, all my homies out there in the For Real Dough crew, all my R-E-E-L real homies out there, because that's what we are out here. The people listening, you guys out there trying to expand your mind, expand your hearts, your minds, your souls. We're the real ones out here. We're the last of the real deal. Do double E, baby, double E. Real. 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 We are the last of the real deal. And if you're listening to this right now thinking, you know what, this son of a bitch is right, then guess what? You already know. You're part of the real deal too. And that means speak up. When you see the person, some girl, some guy posts, hey, yeah, you know what? I can't believe it when I go online for 17 hours every 2 days that a guy says a lame thing to me on stream. Yeah, we get it. And every single person totally agrees with you. That's disgusting. And that person's a piece of shit. And scummy guys shouldn't be able to just say whatever they want to girls online. Of course not. That's disgusting. But guess what? That's not a debate. Like, everyone agrees. That's not, you're not bringing anything new to the conversation. You can go down to Twitter feed and every single feed of a female streamer is talking about the night before and about some guy that said something shitty in their stream. And don't get me wrong, every single one of those posts are valid. Every single one. But my point is, why is that? That's it? That we're just leaving the conversation to the same thing over and over and over again? It's always just either complaints or it's showcasing something we all know about, we all already understand, and we all agree on. Because that's the main thing. It's something we all agree on. You know what I mean? There's all these posts. They're written as if there's like this, that there's these like unknown people that somehow disagree with this. Nobody disagrees with that. Like, nobody. So you can't be like, I'm bringing this new thing to the conversation when nobody disagrees with you. You know what I mean? That's fake information. Not fake information. I'm sorry. That's useless information. That's like faking helping out or being useful. You don't understand? So I know I've kind of repeated this a little bit, but it's so important. And I don't know if I really hope I explained my point well enough here. I really do. Because I think this is so valid. unbelievably important in just the realm of social media right now, but even more so with streamers and influencers, because that's the thing. There's influencers and streamers that are now, they have this you know, bit of a power base that I believe is being abused. I think it's being abused. I think the truth is being abused. I think audiences, including yourself, people listening, not obviously not by me, but meaning almost all of us, I feel like we are all being socially abused by people misusing their influence in unethical ways in order to farm engagement. So there we go. I think that last, I tried to fit it in the smallest amount, getting in everything I meant. But I think that last little couple sentences fit in my point. I feel like I said, one more time, just so it's understood, and that hopefully anyone listening can use this couple sentences or couple lines to use when trying to explain this to other people. Currently, people with extreme influence and even medium levels of influence, due to just unethical practices, maybe not caring or being unaware, are starting to mistreat, lie, and abuse their audience socially and intellectually, because they're giving information that's useless. They're farming engagement by propping up pointless topics and facts that everyone agrees with, and then being like, right guys, I'm standing behind this. And then tens and sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands of people will be like, yeah, you go, girl. Totally, girl. Yeah, clap, clap. Finally, somebody's saying it. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, it's nobody's really reading. Or maybe the problem is, so there's just so many people that are ignorant, that are just out here just yelling to the world, you know, with social media and whatnot. That could be it too. And if that's true, then what can I do? But I refuse to believe that. As much as I could, I refuse to believe that, because I have too much trust and belief in my fellow humans. And more importantly, my fellow streamers. I feel like we are a intelligent bunch and a group full of like of some of the most talented individuals I've ever encountered. So I know we're not all crazy folk out here. So I just figure if enough of us out here are talking about this, including myself, we might be able to let's just alter the narrative a little bit, guys. Let's not fall into, like, because I think that's what's happening. We're all falling into this trap and this game of letting the people, I don't want to say empower, but letting these people of influence basically run wild with their words and have absolutely zero recourse. You know, there's nothing, they can say anything, do anything, and nobody is going, hey, that's bullshit, or hey, that gives nothing to the conversation. You're farming engagement right now, and I'm not gonna click that like, and I'm not gonna send that stupid Leonardo DiCaprio clapping slowly gif. I wanna freaking smash my phone against the wall. The amount of times I look at something that's just utterly stupid. Like I said, you know what, guys? I can't even believe that, you know. I don't even want to give another example, because otherwise it's gonna get. I don't want it. You guys know what I mean. You know what I mean. I'm not gonna give any more. But I just don't want that to become the narrative. That's all. And I know I'm repeating myself, so I'm gonna end this now. So, guys, let's do this. Let's do this. You guys are way too intelligent and way too talented to fall for this shit. So, guys, stop falling for the nonsense. And make sure our leaders, your leaders, and even me, even if it's me, give me shit. If I'm not saying something right, if I'm giving you bad information, you tell me. You go, JT, that's bullshit. And I want to talk about it. And then we will. because that's what should be happening. Not all these people that, and guess what? Give it a little test. There's a little homework out here. Then find someone out there just spouting out bullshit, right? And then respond and see if they even give you the time of day. I bet they won't. And if you call them out, I bet you every person on there will just shit on you and act like you're doing something wrong. Because I've done it. I've tried to call someone out like, look, you're not giving anything to the conversation. Or hey, you're just telling somebody what to do. Because I've seen that before. Someone's like, no, this is what you're supposed to. That's like trying to say, this is how you're supposed to live life. What are you talking about? You don't know what, you can't say that. You can't tell people what they're supposed to do. Like, it's not how life works. It's not even how conversations work. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I'm rambling. All right, guys. I love you guys. I hope you got some value from this. Remember, please share this. Subscribe if you're on Spotify, you're on iTunes, you're on any of the all these platforms. Remember, you can follow me on there. You can subscribe, so it pops up when you see the new episodes. You can know when I'm on, and we can bring this conversation further and further and further down the line, and learn more about each other and more about this crazy world of content creation that we all live in. So I love you guys. You have a lovely, lovely evening. And remember, I'm going to say it one more time. Please, please, please share. Please tell your friends about this. It is the dopest podcast for streamers. It is extremely popular. It is getting bigger and bigger as the days go by. So please, my friends, let's get this all across the world, because I know I have some good things to say, and I know I'm a voice of reason out there for many of you guys out there that are sick of the madness. So much love, guys. And remember, if you don't know for real dough, get to know for real dough, baby. Hey, hey, if you guys like the Mixin' Bits podcast, then please go to forrealdough.com to check out our blog or all kinds of groovy stuff for Team For Real Dough. For Real Dough being FareelDoe. Word up, everybody. And if you want to support the podcast and you enjoy this, just go to Anchor, like a boat, anchor.fm/JT For Real Dough. Word up, my friends, and thanks a lot. Yo. And don't anybody forget about ForRealDoe.com for the blog and all kinds of other streamer and content creation content.